Jim, she's an iconic Hobart drag queen. You've probably seen her at Drag Bingo at Society in Salamanca, Drag Brunch at Boodle Beasley, in almost every Hobart event. And I love this. Producer Grace has also written, or you may have seen her on Grace's Instagram story, if you do follow her, if not, at Grace Guard. Please welcome Miss P. Poppins.
I was expecting that one again.
Are you ready with that one? Please welcome Miss P. Poppins.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Attention. And before we start, can I just say congratulations on being top of the ratings. It's just an amazing...
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. And I'm not going to say it was my appearance last time they did it, but I'm thinking it very loudly.
Yeah, no, you should. 100% contributed.
Yeah, to being the top. And I love a good top.
What about
florally?
What?
Bottom?
Yeah.
I'm sitting on mine at the moment.
Okay, good to just die, yeah.
Now, Miss Poppins, of course, I mean, we are also, I do need to say, we're doing the PG version of your name, Miss Poppins, Miss P. Poppins. If you do want to find out what her actual name is, so you can go to her Instagram.
Well, last time we had Miss Poppins in the studio, we put up a, we were trying to put a post up on Instagram, but every time we tagged you, it deleted.
Blocked because it was so spicy.
Yes.
So salacious.
We'll try and do something
Look,
again.
Use your imagination. Figure out what the P stands for.
What did Josh Glanch say last time he was on? It was Kitty Poppins?
Yeah, Kitty Poppins. There you go. Kitty Poppins. We can go with that.
I did like that.
Now, Miss Poppins, I mean, let's talk. Once again, you've got so many things. I reckon there's four or five of you. I don't know how you get
booked
through this.
Booked and blessed. And there's four or five people in my head at the moment making noise.
Let's talk about the Queen's Ball, first of all. Now, we have spoken about it on the show, but it is happening this Sunday. Can you tell us about it? And your role there as well.
My role. Well, basically, I'm going to be the MC for the evening, hostess with the leastess. The Queen's Ball is one of the biggest queer parties of the year in Hobart. It's also going to be one of the fundraising events for the LGBTQIA+ community. Theme this year is Queen of Hearts, which is going to be very exciting. And all fun, basically, as I said, it was a fundraising event. All funds are going to be going towards the 2022 Taz Pride Festival, as well as the Andrew Shaw Foundation, which is a organisation that provides emergency relief for those living with bloodborne diseases like HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis. And
amazing.
Like that.
Now, with the raising money for the Taz Pride Festival as well, I know we've spoken about it on the show several times. They need this funding to make sure all these things go ahead, don't they?
Exactly, because it's one of those things. As much as we have so many amazing people in the community, we can only do so much with what we have, and we rely a lot on donations for the community to basically create these safe spaces and create these events so we can basically have as many people and as diverse of a community, we just bring them all together, because it's all about visibility and it's all about, I guess, showing that we have this big community together. And that's really, I guess, what I love about my job is I can bring people together and say, hey, it's okay to be queer. It's okay to be yourself. And this is showing, like, especially the younger generation and the younger peoples that actually, yep, this is normal. It's okay to feel like this. It's okay to identify as this. It's amazing.
And a great way to do it. Like, you're having a great party, which is going to be huge on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And again, the money's all going to great causes.
Exactly. And so there's so much entertainment. Like, it's chock full of entertainment. Like, Amanda Louise is coming down from Sydney. DJ Mama De Leche, friend of the show, allegedly.
is going to be on the fence.
For those who don't know, it's Grace's partner. and my friend too. And then me and no one else. No, I'm kidding.
Can someone else get the mic? Miss Poppins has had it for a couple of hours.
She's out. No, we have Misty Del Rey, Rosarita, Alexa Armani, as well as, like, Anathema, Peaches Rosé. There's going to be, like, a huge raffle of prize pack, including from, like, people from, like, Sanctum Medical, who look after my skin. Holly, shout out to Holly from Sanctum.
Great skin, by the way, Hobart. You can't see it, but good skin.
Oh, to be fair, I was in full drag before I got here, and the rain just melted it off completely. It dissolves everything, my wig, my outfit. It's all ruined.
Miss Poppins came in, we're like, who the hell is this? What's happened?
You ever left your dog outside in the rain? Yeah. The hair's just sort of dripping down. And
woof, woof.
So what else are you doing this week? Is there other things? Where can people see you? Because you're always so busy.
I know. I'm a sucker for punishment and I love 18-hour days. But so my week generally looks like Wednesdays at Art Gym. I do an exercise strength class, which is great because I'm a physio by day, but also but I don't run the exercise class because either you pay me as a physio or you pay me as a drag queen, drag performer. And so they're like, oh, we'll pay you to just yell at people and whip them with a riding crop. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best thing.
Job.
It's so good. It's so good. So that's Wednesdays. Every second Thursday we have Society Bingo, which I did last night, which is great. That's why I have no voice, because I was just screaming constantly into the microphone because I was just having so much fun. And then once every 2 weeks we have The Shit Show which will be at Pooh Bar, which is so exciting. We have Limbo, which the next one is in the 21st of August, which we're very excited for. Oh my goodness, what else are we doing? A brunch every month at Boodle Beasley. The next one's on the 20th of June, and that's sold out in like 3 hours. It was so much. It's just amazing. Nasty Party. Oh my goodness. We have the Nasty Party coming up on the 19th of June. It's going to be based, it's going to be like this really cool queer POC kind of party, bringing all these amazing, like, different kind of techno, performance artists kind of things. Getting this like art space right in the corner of, Harrington Street.
Say Good Grief.
Good Grief. That's good where grief. It is.
Okay, cool.
It's this art studio, which is going to be so much fun. And then I'm basically spreading my wings a bit more to the north and the northwest, which is so much fun. I did a sold out bingo in Burnie 2 months ago, and we're going to be back in July 16th and 17th. Burnie and Sprayton.
Well, I hope that whoever's listening is just writing all this stuff down, because I mean Miss Poppins just listed 19 events, so there's
There's more. There's like 50, and then my pop up, which actually Grace came to and DJ Mama Deleche were performing in Launceston. P pop up. My name pop up.
Kittens.
Kitten pop up.
Okay.
And the next one's in July the 24th.
Wow. So many things on. I mean, you can go and follow Miss Poppins on Instagram. I'm sure you'll see all the things there.
How about you're smart? You can figure out
the name. Figure out what it is. Otherwise, Miss P Poppins, we love you. You're a friend of the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.